You're listening to Talmud v'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Pesachim, and we're going to do Chaf Ches Amud Beis, as well as Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. So it's going to be Tuesday night's Amud and Wednesday night's Amud. And we're going to start from Chaf Ches Amud Aleph at the bottom on the Mishnah, which is where we left off of from Monday. So the Mishnah says, Chametz shel Nachri she'avra alav ha-Pesach mutar b'hanah. That if you have Chametz of a Nachri, so it's a non-Jew owns Chametz, and he had it over Pesach, so it was owned by him over Pesach. So now it's mutter bahana. After Pesach, you're allowed to benefit from that. V'shel Yisrael, but if the Jew owned it, aser bahana, you're not allowed to benefit from it. Shnemar lo yelecha sa'or. Because the pasuk says you're not allowed to have any leaven. So it's actually not so clear what that pasuk is doing here, and that's going to be a discussion. But the shita basically of the Mishnah is that Gentile owned chametz can be benefited from after Pesach, while Jew owned chametz that was owned during Pesach cannot be benefited from. And there's a pasuk that supports something here. So the Gemara asks, Who is this Mishnah in accordance with? Where you say, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Shimon, Lo Rabbi Yosei Aglili. It's not like any of these three opinions. Now, the Gemara now is going to quote the Braisa, which is going to continue basically the entire Amud of Ches Amud Beis. Basically, just this long, elaborative Braisa, maybe some Gemara comments in between. And we're not going to get back to this question of which of these three opinions in the Braisa is the Tanakhama going in accordance with, and especially when it seems to be, it's unclear that, at this point, as we're first going to see it, if any opinion works with this opinion. So let's see these opinions. It's something that we learned in a Braisa, Chametz bein lefnezmano bein la'acharzmano over a love belav, tochzmano over a love belav vikares, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that chametz cannot be benefited from before, after, or during the Zman. Now, before the Zman, what do you mean before the Zman? Right now it's before the Zman Pesach, right? Because we're sitting here in the middle of Elul, it's before Zman. So Rashi says, Mishesh Shos Ad Shetechshach. It's talking about the six hours before it gets dark Pesach night. So on the 14th, the 6 hours before the nightfall, That's before this Maya, and you can't. And Rabbi Huda says you're not allowed to benefit during that time, nor on Pesach itself, nor after Pesach if you owned it on Pesach. However, he says, Rabbi Huda says that there's a lav, meaning there's an iser deraisa before and after, but on Pesach itself, it's kares. Eating it is kares. Now turning over to Chaf Ches Amud Beis, Rabbi Shimon Omer Chametz lefnez mano ulachas mano in over below klum. Rabbi Shimon says that before the Zman, meaning from 6 hours on the 6 hours before it gets dark on the 14th, as well as after Pesach, you're not over anything. Toch Zmano over a love bekares ubalav. But during the Zman of Pesach itself, then you get a lav, and it's also nisir kares. Umishal she aser ba'achila aser b'hana, it's aser ba'achila from that time. It's aser ba'achila. It's also aser b'hana. And then it says asan l'tanakama. We have like brought it to the Tanakama. Now Rashi says what this line means is that in the second line of Rashi, Vaha Milsa Rabbi Yehuda Kamar. This point, the Mishash Asr Ba'achila, is actually what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Gemara. So that's a son of the Tanakama. It actually goes back to the Tanakama, go to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says when it's Asr Ba'achila, it's also Asr Ba'hana. So we've been talking about Asr Ba'achila, but it's Asr Ba'hana as well. Now, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer Tamal Atzmacha Heach Chametz Asher Bahana Kol Shiva. You should wonder to yourselves how it's possible that you could say that it's Asher Bahana all 7 days. Basically, what Rabbi Yosi Aglili says is that it's not Asher Bahana at all. Even on, and he's going to say even on Pesach itself. Rashi says, "Dafila besocha moed kamar demutra b'hana v'kal metama ahani da'asri." He's just like wondering. He's bewildered by their strict opinions. How do we know that when someone who eats chametz from 6 hours and on, Erev Pesach it's talking about, is over a lo sasei, right? This is according to Rabbi Huda. Shenamar lo socha alav chametz, divrei Rabbi Huda, right? And as we see Rabbi Huda, this, that it says, do not eat over it chametz, meaning over it the carbon Pesach. So even when there's, as, when during this man on the carbon Pesach, you're also not allowed to have chametz there during that time. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says back to him, "V'chi efshar lo markein." Is it really possible to say that? V'halo kvar nemar lo socha alav chametz shivas yamim tocha alav matzos. Doesn't the pasuk say you shall not eat over it chametz for 7 days? You should eat over it matzos. So imkain matam alam lo socha alav chametz. What does it mean that you're not allowed to eat over it chametz? B'shosh yeshno b'kum echol matza yeshno b'baal sochal chametz. That at, it, what the there's a hekesh here in this pasuk comparing the eating of the chametz to the eating the not eating of chametz to the eating of matzah. That whenever there is a kum echol matzah, whenever there's a command to eat matzah, which doesn't start until Pesach night, there's an isser of baal sochal chametz. You're not eating chametz. B'shasha ainu b'kum echol matzah, and whenever we don't have a mitzvah of eating matzah, ainu b'baal sochal chametz. So there's no isser d'oraisa, says Rabbi Shimon, about eating chametz erev Pesach. So my time at Rabbi Huda, what's the reason according to Rabbi Huda? Why does he say that these that is usher before, during, after? It's also kroik sivi. He says because there's three psukim that say not to eat chametz. Lo yochal chametz. V'lochom mechmetzes lo sochelu. Lo socha alav chametz. So you have three psukim over here. Chad lefnei zmano, v'chad la'achar zmano, v'chad l'soch zmano. So now, what was Rabbi Shimon say? We have you know, clearly three psukim here. What are you going to respond to that? So Rabbi Shimon, Chad L'soch Zmano. Rabbi Shimon says, no, I see three psukim here, but one of them teaches me that during this during this man itself, during Pesach, you're not eating chametz. That's a clear issue in the Torah. The Chomach Metzes mi Boile, but the second pasuk Rabbi Huda quoted, of the Chomach Metzes, that's actually required. The Chidatanya for teaching the following brisa, Einli Ela Shenis Chametz Me'elav. Machmas Devar Achar Minayin. So I only know that I can't have chametz that became chametz on its own. That, you know, on its own, the dough rose and it became chametz. But what if machmas davar acher? What if someone else actively turned into chametz? How do I know that that's also included? Tabin lomar machmas davar acher minayin. Tabin lomar kol machmetzes et lo sochelu. That chomach metzas, anything that becomes chametz, whether it, someone actively did it or did it on its own, you're not allowed to eat it. So now Rabbi Shimon basically says, I only see two psukim, not three. And now lo yochal chametz mibayalei lichedatanya. Rabbi Yosi lichedatanya for the following brisa. So right, we had three psukim, but now he says, and two of them are actually busy with teaching other things. One of them is this. Lo yachel chametz teaches you the teaching of the following brayso. Rabbi Yosi Agli the Omer Minayin lePesach Mitzrayim she'en chimutzo noeg elo yom echad. Where do I know that Pesach Mitzrayim, meaning not Pesach for all future generations, but the halachas of Pesach, that first Pesach Mitzrayim were different, that she'en chimutzo noeg elo yom echad, that there was no iser chametz except for the first day of Pesach, but the rest of the days of Pesach they were allowed to eat chametz, as opposed to Pesach Ledoros, the nowadays Pesach, and how we've had it for the last few thousand years, which is that you can't have chametz the entire Pesach. So how do we know this? Tam lomar lo yechel chametz, because the pasuk says chametz should not be eaten. V'samich le hayom atem yotzim, and it says right after that, today you are going out. So we see that it's hayom, it's this day. By Pesach Mitzrayim, it's this day that you're going out, that you don't have chametz, the rest of the days of Pesach you can, but future generations it would be different. Rabbi Yehuda, so now Rabbi Yehuda said, I have three psukim that talk about Isser Chametz, that's how I know it's Lifnei, Toch, and Achar Zmano. But now Rabbi Shimon says, well, one of them is busy to teach me that even chametz, that someone actively made chametz, and also another one teaches me that the teaching of Rabbi Yosef Glili, that the teaching of Rabbi Yosef Glili, that Pesach Mitzrayim was only had Isser Chametz for 1 day. So Rabbi Yehuda is now left without a couple of psukim. So Rabbi Yehuda, how does he learn out these other two teachings if he uses the three psukim for lifnei, tochen, and achar zmano? So Rabbi Yehuda machmas davar acher min alei. Where does he learn machmas davar acher regarding chametz? Mida afke rachmana b'loshon machmetzes. From the fact that the Torah uses the lashon of machmetzes, which I guess is itself an interesting word to use. So that on its own teaches me that, and it's not the, and it's the lashon of machmetzes, but not the extra lashon of lo machmetzes lo sochelu. So it's not the lo sochelu or lo sochelu part. It's particularly the machmetzes. De Rabbi Yossi Aglili minale. Where does he learn the thing, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that iser chametz in Pesach Mitzrayim is only one day? So two possibilities. Iba yisema midasamich lehayom. So you could say that he learns it from the smicha sa. The smicha to hayom, but not the extra mention of iser achila, but just the smicha to hayoms, but the extra lashon of achila of or iser a lashon of iser achila will see teachers last. And by saying an alternative, you could say smuchin lo darish. He doesn't actually right. He's smuchin. He doesn't dar. Rabbi doesn't darshin smuchin. So anyway, he wouldn't agree to this principle. And that's a separate point. Rashi says over here notes that Rabbi Huda only holds of smuchin in Mishnah Torah, meaning lechut, and only in Sefer Devarim. And it's a discussion in Yevamos. Okay. Anyway, Amar Mars, the master said, "Aminayin la'achol chametz mishesh shos lemalishu over below sasei." Right. We said this earlier. That Rabbi Yehuda was saying this. That where do we know that you eat there's a lo sasei of eating chametz 6 hours before? Shneimar lo socha love chametz to Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says. V'chi efshar lo markein v'alo kvar nemar lo socha alav chametz shivas yamim tocha alav matzos. So isn't there a hekish of comparing the iser chametz to specifically when there's a mitzvah of eating matzah? So Rabbi Yehuda, now turning back to Rabbi Yehuda, shaper kamalei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said something very good, but that's a good point. What would Rabbi Yehuda say back? Rabbi Yehuda amar lech, Rabbi Yehuda would say to you, hahu l'kova chova filu bisman hazeh, Huda asa. He says, no. This is trying to teach you that even bizman hazeh, when there's no korban pesach, you still have a mitzvah of eating matzah. Rashi says, "Lekovachova, hare ha'hai shivas yamim tochu matzos lav lakushay isra chametz lamatzos lemitzvah achilas matzah." That the hekesh is not comparing the isra of chametz to achilas matzah. Asa ella lakushay achilas matzah lazaris chametz. To teach that there's a mitzvah of eating matzah to the Azaras HaChametz, the Gvua Achilas Matzah Chov L'Doros, that is teaching you that for all generations, V'chol Zman Shehu Muzar Al HaChametz, Afilu B'Zman She'en Pesach, that whenever there's an Isra Chametz, there's a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Don't think Achilas Matzah is taloi on the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So we learn, just like the Isra Chametz applies when there's no Korban Pesach, so too, there's a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah even when there's no Korban Pesach. Okay, so that's an important lesson that you learned from this hekesh, which Rabbi Shimon tried to challenge Rabbi Yehuda with. So now, Rabbi Shimon, lekova chova minale nafka. Right. So where does Rabbi Shimon know that important halacha from? That there's no that you're there's still a mitzvah of matzah even after the when we know the Korban Pesach. So nafka le mi be'erev sochlu. He learns it from be'erev sochlu, which indicates that for future generations, Rashi says, "Kro yiseirahu dahak siv al matzah semurim yochluhu." It's an extra pasuk written that on eating matzos and maror, you should eat it. They should be eaten. So that extra pasuk teaches us that it's a chola even for future generations when there's no Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda mi bayale, and Rabbi Yehuda actually uses that pasuk for something else. Latame v'shaya b'derech rechoka. That he teaches that to teach somebody who was tame or somebody who was on a derech rechoka, someone who was impure, not able to bring Korban Pesach, or he was far away, and he was not able to bring it. So sakadai techamina, I would have thought to say hoil ba pesach lo yachal matzah maror nami lo nichol. I might think to say, well, listen, and this is not the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni right now. Don't get confused. It's the two categories of people who bring a korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. But over here, it's saying that we're learning the lesson that somebody who is tamei and somebody who's on derech hachoka, and therefore they're not bringing the Karban Pesach, they should still eat matzah, right? Because you would have thought to say on Pesach, Pesach, you eat the matzah tomorrow with the Karban Pesach, so. So just like I'm not eating the Karban Pesach because I'm Tamei or because I'm on a Derech Chachoka, so maybe I shouldn't eat Matzah Mara as well. That's not the case. Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, I don't need the Pasuk to teach me that. I already know it. Because it's not any worse than an Arel, an uncircumcised person, or a Ben Nechar, somebody who is a Jew who is estranged for certain behaviors that he did. He's estranged from Yiddishkeit, and therefore he's a mumar, and he's not allowed to bring a Karban Pesach because of his, you know, certain things that he's done. And nevertheless, these people, even though they don't bring a Karban Pesach, an Arel, and Rashi mentions that we're talking about an Arel, someone who was not circumcised, not because of any, you know, Isser, but because he had a couple of brothers before him who were circumcised and passed away, and therefore the halachas, he should not get circumcised. Nevertheless, he can't take part in the Karban Pesach. Nevertheless, that all the, any RL and the Ben Nechar, they're not allowed to eat it in it. Bo hu eino ochel, they can't eat in it the Karban Pesach. Hava ochel hu b'matzah v'maror, but you're allowed to eat matzah and maror. So this is how Rabbi Shimon knows. Rabbi Shimon says if an RL and a Ben Nechar are that even though they don't bring Karban Pesach, they eat matzah and maror. So shouldn't be any different by somebody who's tamei on a derech rechoka. Even though they're bringing Karban Pesach, they still eat matzah and maror. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need a pasuk for it. And therefore, I can use the pasuk for to teach chovel adoros. And then we have a hekesh, that's a question. And Rabbi Yehuda says the hekesh is not a question. The hekesh teaches me the chovel for the doros, and I don't. And I have a different pasuk to teach me. Derech Chachoka and Tame has to eat matzah even if they're not bringing carbon Pesach. Okay, so now let's try to analyze Rabbi Huda Ksiv Bahai Uksiv Bahai. Yeah, it says it by both, right? So it says it by the RL and the Ben Nechar, and there's also an indication by Tame and the someone who's on Derech Chachoka. I think that you cannot learn one from the other. Or at least the Torah didn't want to write one from the other. Okay, so now the Gemara, finally, at the last line of the Amud, Mani Masnisan, whom is the Mishnah in accordance with? Back to our Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda. So if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Chameitz Tamaka Amar Afilu Denachri. So Rabbi Yehuda just to mention chametz. He didn't mention whether the chametz belongs to a Jew or a non-Jew. Our Tana, our anonymous Tana in the Mishnah, was machalik between the chametz of a Jew and a non-Jew. So afilu denachri would be permitted, according to our Mishnah. Vi Rabbi Shimon, and it's a Rabbi Shimon, di Yisrael nami Mishnah kashari. That of Yisrael, chametz of Yisrael, is also permitted, right? The Mishnah said that the chametz of Yisrael is aser acharzmano, right? It's also ben acharzmano. Rabbi Shimon says acharzmano, it's fine. Right? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that it's aser acharzmano. If Rabbi Yossi Aglili, if it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Afili tochzmano nami mishra kashari. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is even more lenient than Rabbi Shimon. He says that even during Pesach itself, it's mutar bahana. So for sure, this amud a daf earlier. When the Mishnah says that chametz of a nachri is of a Yisrael is aser behana, so it's for sure not Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So what is it? It doesn't seem like it's any opinion. So we're going to have two answers over here: Rav Acha bar Yaakov, and a little bit later Rava. I'm Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Leolam Rabbi Yehuda. So really, it's Rabbi Yehuda. We had a problem. It didn't look like it was Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda is not machalik between a Jew and a nachri, while the Mishnah was. So v'yalif se'or de'achil mis'or de'ra'iyya. Because he learns a special hekesh of se'or de'achila, that there's an iser achila by se'or, and se'or of re'iyya. That ma se'or de'ra'iyya, right, it says lo yira lecha. So ma se'or de'ra'iyya shalecha yata ro'eh, avata ro'eh shalachir m'shal gavoa, right, it says that you shall not see se'or that is yours. We learn from there that you're allowed to see Seor that is not yours. If it's of Acherim, meaning Goyim over here, or of Hekdish, of Gavoa, so you're allowed to see that. And he says over here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a comparison of Achila to Re'ia. So Af Seor de Achila, this is a big Hiddush. So Rabbi Yehuda says that also the Seor that you're not allowed to eat is only your Seor. But you're allowed to eat the Seor of a Nachri, aside from like in the Pasakum Shilas. But you're allowed to eat the Seor of a Nachri or of Hekdish. If you're, again, avoiding the Me'ila question for a moment, you're allowed to eat that, at least Midyaraisa. Right, Rashi says, even on Pesach itself, so this is a massive chiddush that Rav Achav Yaakov says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is only an Isser Achila Midyaraisa on Pesach itself from your own chametz, but from Gavoa or Achirim, that's not the Isser Diraisa of chametz. And therefore, really, it turns out that that you're allowed to eat the chametz of midiraisa, at least the of nachri. Now, the Mishnah says that the chametz of the nachri can be benefited from after Pesach. Over here, you're telling me that the chametz of the nachri cannot just be benefited from, but can be eaten from on Pesach. So the Gemara is going to deal with these 2 points, but just very quite simply. Ubadin hu de'bayale le'mishna da'afile ba'achila namishari. And it says, and the truth is, you know, really the Mishnah could have taught and should have taught, based on what we're saying, that even achila is permitted, right? The Mishnah said that the chametz of a nachri is mutter behana, but now we're saying that Rabbi Huda holds it's even mutter beachila, not just hana. And the Gemara says, yeah, it's true. But since the Mishnah was primarily focusing on the Isser of Chametz of Yisrael, that it's Asr Bahana, so it also taught, so I mean, like there was talk, the main thrust of the Mishnah is that the Chametz of a Yisrael after Pesach is Asr Bahana, so we mentioned that, and by Chametz of a guy, it's Mutter Bahana. But really, it's mutter b'achila as well. But we're just, you know, focusing on the reverse. And similarly, ubadin hu debayle lemisna dafila besoch zmano mutter b'hana. And really, it should have said even besoch zmano it's mutter b'hana. As we just said, that what Rabbi Achav Yaakov is suggesting that Rabbi Yehuda holds that midiraisa, you're allowed to eat the chametz of a nachri on Pesach. But the Mishnah just says that you're allowed to eat the chametz of a nachri after Pesach, or you have to have enough from it after Pesach. But the truth is, says the Gemara, that really it means on Pesach as well. The idea the time of the Yisrael, the Akar's mana. But again, because it's teaching the thrust of the Mishnah is that even after Pesach, the Chametz of Yisrael is Aser. So Tanami Dinachri la Akar's mano. So the same thing. So even though the Mishnah says that the chametz of a nachri can be eaten after Pesach, can be benefited from after Pesach, it means the chametz of, but the truth is that the chametz from a nachri can even be eaten, and even on Pesach itself, it was just written that way to complement the thrust of the Mishnah, which is that the chametz of a Jew can't be even benefited from, and even after Pesach. So that's a suggestion that's Rabbi Yehuda, that our Mishnah is really Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda was not mechalek between a Nachri and Yisrael, but really he would be. Rava Amar Li Olin Rabbi Shimon. Rava says no, it's really Rabbi Shimon. Now remember, there was a problem with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that he said explicitly that there is no Isser before or after Pesach, only on Pesach itself of chametz. So how could the Mishnah, which says that there's an Isser that says you're not allowed to have hana after Pesach, or has it come? And so Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, kansa kanis. There was a kanas that was punished, hova avar ale val yira bal yimatze. That because someone was over val yira bal yimatze, so the Rabbanan made a kanas. So when Rabbi Shimon says that there's no lav for eating chametz that was owned on Pesach, eating it after Pesach, it's true, there's no lav, there's no Issa Duraisa. But when the Mishnah says that it's Aser, yeah, of course it's Aser midirabanan. And that's the Pshita of Rabbi Shimon. Now, we're going to try to work with this technical point to the Mishnah, attributing this halacha to the pasuk. So, Bishlam al-Rava, Hainu Diktani Shal Yisrael Asr, Mishum Shnera Lo Yera. So now it makes sense when, according to Rava, who says that the Mishnah is really Rabbi Shimon. And when the Mishnah says that, the Chametz of Yisrael after Pesach is Asr Bahana, because it says Lo Yera. Right? That you're not allowed to see it. What do you mean? How does that teach you that it's usher, that chametz on Pesach, chametz is usher after Pesach? So the answer is that it teaches us that if you understand it as the way Rava understood Rabbi Shimon, that because of the isser of lo yira, because of that isser, the Rabbana made a knas. So it's usher to eat a chametz of de Yisrael, achar zmano, because of the knas that they placed because of the Isser of Lo Yira Lecha. So that makes sense. El Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Mishum Lo Yecha Chametz Mi Bailei. So because, but if it's Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who, according to him, the Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, and the Isser of Chametz, of eating Chametz to Yisrael, Achar Zman, is based on a Pasuk. So it's Isser Deraisa, so it's not based on Lo Yira Lecha, that's, you should not see it. Really, the pasuk should have been lo ye'achel chametz. The Mishnah quotes the wrong pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Misavrat aseifa." Okay. Oh, you thought that that line is because it was on the seifa. Aresha kai. No, it was really on the resha. V'hachi chametz. This is what it's saying. Chametz shanachri shavar lava pesach muter bahana. The chametz of a nachri that's on Pesach, or that's avar lava pesach. So it's, you're allowed to have hana from it. Why? Because the pasuk says, you're not allowed to benefit from yours. Sorry, you're not allowed to see yours. And then, so, based on that pasuk, that's how we know that it's that you're allowed to benefit from a goy's chametz. However, then the next part of the Mishnah, the part about the isser for eating chametz to Yisrael, would become after the pasuk. So basically, the way they read it this way, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov would read this Mishnah as saying, right, the Mishnah is written, the way it's currently written is, there is a heter for chametz de Nachri, an isser for chametz to Yisrael, and then a pasuk explaining it, but really the pasuk is explaining the first din, the heter of the Nachri, not the isser of the Yisrael, and that's how he would explain it. Okay, now, and Rav and Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov go according to their reasonings, because there's another statement that they have that of their machlokas, which is it's going to be directly relevant here. Ditmar, that it was stated, ha'okel se'or shal nachri she'avar lava pesach, l'divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So if you have se'or of a nachri that was over on Pesach, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the halacha? So Rava amar loke. Rava says he gets malchus, right? Because according to Rava, this Mishnah is this Mishnah is the second Mishnah is the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, and Rabbi Shimon holds that this Isser in the Mishnah is just an Isser Derabanan, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he holds it's an Isser Deraisa, therefore you get Malkus. So that makes sense. That's according to Rava. The Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Enolok, and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov argues with Rava in this Mimer, and he says he does not get Malkus. Why not? Well, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, you know, the Gemara even spells it out. So let's read the Gemara a little. Rav Amar Loka, Sor Shel Nachri Shavar Lav Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rava Amar Loka, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Enolok. Rav Amar Loka Lo Yalef Rabbi Yehuda Sor Deachila Misor Deriya. Because according to Rava, so who says that you get Malkus for this? Because he doesn't learn the heter that Rabbi Yehuda had for the Seor of a Nachri. Right, so of the sword achila to soriya, so he doesn't have that heter, so you get malchus for it. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Eino Loke. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says that you don't get malchus for it. Yelif soor dachila misoor deriya, that we learn out soor dachila from soor of riya, and therefore you would only get malchus for eating chametz that is yours. V'hadrei Rav Acha Bar Yaakov me'ahi. Titania, and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov goes back from that which was taught in the Brisa. Ha'ochel chametz shel hekdesh b'moed ma'al, v'yesh amrim lo ma'al. So somebody who eats chametz of hekdesh on Pesach, So if it was hektish, it's chametz to hektish, so he was over me'ila. And some say that he was not ma'al, that he wasn't over me'ila. So Rashi explains over here that ma'al means chayav karban. We mentioned this about a blot ago, that you're chayav karban me'ila. Right, the Kesavar says Rashi chametz to hektish with Pesach bar damim hu, because he holds that hektish on Pesach, chametz of hektish on Pesach is a bar damim. It has value. V'afsedei lehektish k'Rabbi Shimon, that k'Rabbi Shimon to amar chametz la'achar Pesach mutter. So this is in accordance with Rabbi Shimon, who says that after Pesach you can still benefit from it. Even though he says that there's an issur derabanan of eating chametz after Pesach, that's regarding the chametz of a hedjot. But this one that is like sticking around in hetera, that the gizbor, the treasurer of the Beis Hamikdash, could sell it to Yisrael afterwards because he didn't violate Bal Yira by having this chametz, and therefore the chametz still has value. So if you hold that the iser of having hana from chametz to Yisrael is an iser derabanan, then because of violation of Bal Yira, so when it comes to hektish, chametz of hektish, the chametz still has value. But if you hold that the iser of chametz of a Yisrael is actually an iser deraisa, that you're not allowed to benefit from it after Pesach, so it's as soon as Pesach rolls in, it's completely valueless. So if you ate from it, you wouldn't be over me'ila, because you didn't, right? It me'ila is if it's property, if it's something of value of hektish, but this is considered valueless. Now the Gemara asks, man yeshomrim, who is the yeshomrim? Am Rabbi Yochanan says, Rechuna ben Akanahi. It's actually Rabbi Rechuna ben Akana. Rechuna ben Akana is the yeshomrim who says, lo ma'al, that if you ate the chametz of hektish on Yantiv, you were not over me'ila. D'tanya, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana haya osa es Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos l'tashlumin, because Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana made Yom Kippur like Shabbos regarding payments. Meaning there's a principle accumulated by Rabbi Minei that if you do something that requires you to pay, but also there's another punishment that you get, for example the death penalty. So that's the more harsh one, and we give him the more harsh one, and then you don't have to pay for the damage that was caused. So reading on in the Gemara, Ma Shabbos Mischayev Benafsho, Upatra Min Tashlumin. Just like on Shabbos, right? If you set like a gadish, like a pile of hay on, you set it on fire on Shabbos, so now you're Chayev Skila, and you're also Chayev to pay back. So we say, since he's Chayev Benafsho, he's Patra Min Tashlumin. He doesn't have to pay because he's losing his life. So Av Yom Kippurim Mischayev Benafsho, Patra Min Tashlumin. So too on Yom Kippur, when you don't get skila for being mechala Yom Kippur, you just get it's kares. But even kares, which is misa b'day shemayim, would count as the stricter punishment, and you would not pay. That's what Rabbi Nechuna ben Hakana holds. So Rashi now comments on v'yesh omrim lo ma'al ken mefarash tohol v'neschayev kares mishum achila. So the yesh omrim, which is Rabbi Nechuna ben Hakana, says that in our, right, in what we quote in that brisa, that if, since he's chayev kares because of the eating, right, because he ate chametz on Pesach, it's chametz of hektish, so he's pater min atashlumen, he's pater from paying the me'ila. So that's why it's not considered me'ila, because he's already chayev kares for the achila, so we don't give him the punishment of, we don't say it was considered me'ila as well. She'en karen, ein chomesh, ein me'ila, because if you're not paying the principal amount and the fifth afterwards, it's not considered me'ila. So therefore, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, who holds that kares not just skila, but even kares would count as kimle du rabban minei, and we wouldn't make him pay. So too, if there's kares and me'ila happening at the same time, because he ate chametz shel hektish on Pesach, so he's going to be chayev the kares, and it's not going to be considered me'ila, and that's where Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana is the yesh omrim, holds lama'al.